Galatians chapter number 4. I probably ought to do this a little more often, just to get these young people involved in the service and get them to be a part of the service. Is he going to have one, Bryson, or are you going to do them both? Okay. Which one's he doing? Okay. All right. Galatians chapter number 4 says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. Our Father, we thank you tonight for your precious word. We thank you tonight for the precious hope. We thank you, Lord, that in all times and in every way, Father, you have an appointment for everything, Lord, and nothing happens by chance, nothing happens by accident. And God, we're thankful tonight that your redemption plan for us didn't happen by chance, Father, but it happened exactly as you had ordered it and had planned it and appointed it. And Father, as we look to your word tonight, help us, God, to see this, that in everything, Lord, we might honor you in all that we do. We thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray, we say amen. Amen. The Bible says that it was an appointed time when Jesus was born. And, you know, we've preached on this several times and in several different ways. And some people think, well, it was just by chance. It wasn't by chance. It had to be at that specific time because there was a reason in time why these things happened. There was a reason in time why the issues that the Bible says would take place that would surround the birth of Jesus had to happen and why they were there. Let's look to the Bible tonight in just a few things and see just exactly what it is that God had said. Bryson has Genesis chapter 49:10. If you'd like to follow along, Joshua, you come on up and read that. Come up and read Genesis 49:10. If you'd like to follow along, I'd encourage you to turn and follow along because they will help you to understand the birth of Jesus in a more biblical light and a more biblical purpose. Go ahead, brother.
The specter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet unto Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
Amen. For those that aren't familiar with this passage of Scripture, aren't familiar with what they're talking about, Shiloh is an indication of Christ, the Redeemer, the one who would deliver. And the purpose of this time appointed, this time that God speaks about here in his word, is very important because the lawgiver was the one that had power. The lawgiver was the one that had the ability to make the provisions for everything, including passing the death sentence. And Jesus was born just a few short years before all autonomy, all power was taken away from Israel, and they could no longer make these decisions. He was the last of the lineage of David that was born, that had the ability to proclaim the powers of the law and the powers of life and death over an individual, and yet he never exercised that right here. He allowed himself to become obedient unto his Father, and in the appointed time, though, is what's important. He was born. He was just a baby when this law was passed that forbid them from being able to have it, but the lawgiver came. Amen? The lawgiver Shiloh came before that power was taken away. It's no accident in time. Amen? It had to happen in that time. Bryson, you got another verse that backs up the appointed time. Why don't you come and read it? Daniel 9:25, if you'd like to follow along. Daniel 9:25.
Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times.
If you study Daniel out and he speaks in weeks and he speaks in dispensations of time, there was times in which everything was going to happen. There was times in which there would be a silence. There would be a dearth for the word of God. that we hear and we read and we study, and I think we even talked about, was it in Sunday school or this morning in the morning service, we talked about that period of time when God was silent, that 430 years when they hadn't heard from God. But then God spoke. Then God moved. And then God came back on the scene, and the Messiah, Jesus himself, was born. It was no accident in time. It was a purpose in time when Jesus was born. You know, it's important that you understand how God has appointed all things, because your salvation hinges on the fact that things according to God's word and according to God's plan and according to God's rule do not happen by chance. They happen according to God's purpose. Amen. It was an appointed time, but it also was an appointed birth. Ella, you got Isaiah 7:14. Come and read Isaiah 7:14 if you would. Turn in your Bibles back to Isaiah 7:14. And this is a very familiar passage of Scripture, I'm sure, to most of you.
Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
The appointed birth. The virgin would bear a child. The virgin would bring forth the son. The virgin would bring forth the one who would be known as Emmanuel. And as we read and we study and we turn back into Matthew chapter 1, you'll find out that in fact, when Mary conceived, she was a virgin. When Mary conceived, it wasn't from man. When Mary conceived, it was because the Holy Ghost overshadowed her, and he planted that with that. The Bible says that thing which was within her, that thing, that seed that grew within her was the very Son of God. Amen. It was a virgin birth. It was according to God's appointed plan for his birth. It wasn't a birth like any natural birth. It wasn't a birth like a human conception takes place. It was an immaculate conception, but praise God, it was a holy birth. Amen. According to God's appointed dictate. How it would happen, how it would be conceived, and how it would be fulfilled. It was an appointed place. Lexi, you got Micah 5 and 2. Would you come and read Micah 5 and 2 for us? Turn in your Bibles with us to Micah 5 and 2 if you want to follow along.
But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
It was no accident that Joseph had to take his family back to Bethlehem. It was no accident that they had to leave the village of Nazareth. And even though she was ready to have their child, she was ready to give birth, it was no accident that they had to go to this place where Jesus was born, because God had appointed the place of his birth. Amen. It's very important that we understand that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was born in an appointed time, but in the season that he was born, when they went there, it was the time of the lambing seasons. How many are familiar with what Bethlehem was and what Bethlehem represented? It was the place where the sacrificial lambs for the altar in the temple were raised. This was the area that they raised up the lambs, where the shepherds kept the sheep that were to be sacrificed. And what fitting place for the Son of God, the sacrifice, the Lamb of God, to be born than in the place where all the sacrifices that were going to be offered unto God and be accepted for the sin of mankind would be born. It was no accident that he was born in Bethlehem. It was no accident that Caesar put out the decree for him to return to Bethlehem, for us to be assured and for us to be confident and for us to have complete assurance in our eternal salvation. We need to understand that God's appointed place was important, so we can go back and we can look and we can see that under the Old Testament law, when the sacrifice had to be made, that lamb came to the temple. That lamb came from the area, the fields surrounding Bethlehem. And now the one who would be offered once forever, who for once would satisfy the law of God and pay the debt of sin that man owed, would come from Bethlehem. It was appointed. It was appointed for your confidence. It was appointed for your assurance. It was appointed to fulfill God's plan and God's purpose in everything. And then not only was there an appointed time, not only was it an appointed birth, he was an appointed heir. Who's got Lexi or Levi? You got Isaiah 9 and 7. Come and read Isaiah 9 and 7 for us, if you will. If you'd like to turn in your Bibles to follow along with him, turn with him. Isaiah 9 and 7. Go ahead, Levi.
Of the increase of the government and of and the peace that shall be, no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it was judgment, and with justice from henceforth even forever. And the seal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Amen. He was appointed. It was already prophesied, it was already dictated that he would be an heir of David because he was set upon the throne of David. How is he known? How is he referred to? How is he seen throughout Scripture? He's the one who sits upon the throne of David. He's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, but he sits upon the throne of David. How do we remember him? How do we talk about him as we preach? We know that he sits on the throne of heaven. We know that he sits on the throne of the world, but praise God, he was an heir to the throne of David. He's not just the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, but he is the King of Israel. Amen. Though they rejected him, he was appointed to be their king. Though they crucified him, he was appointed to be their king. Though they thought they had finished him when they laid him in the grave, he was appointed to be their king. And though they didn't believe it and they rejected it when he rose from the grave victorious over death and hell, he was appointed to be the King of Israel. And praise God, to this day, he's never ceased to be what God had appointed him to be. He is the King of Israel. And one day, he's coming back to set up his millennial kingdom here on this earth. And he will rule the nations with a rod of iron. And he will rule on the throne of David. Why? Because God appointed it. God said it would be so. God made it so. And if God made it so and appointed it so, it is so. Amen. Not only was there an appointed time, an appointed birth, an appointed place, and an appointed heir, but there was an appointed name. Amen. We've been preaching about what's in a name. But there's a name like no other name. A name that is given. Gracie, you got Isaiah 9 and 6. Why don't you come and read it?
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Amen. Carly, you got Matthew 1:21 and 1:23. If you'd like to follow along, you can follow along.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
When we stop and we look at the name of Jesus, Jesus itself means Savior. Emmanuel means God with us. And Isaiah tells us all that this entails when we think about Jesus. And when they call him Emmanuel, they realize that salvation has come unto us. When they speak of Jesus and they call him Emmanuel, he is Jesus, but they call him Emmanuel. He's Jesus, but they realize he's more than just a name. He's more than just another Joshua. He's God with us. They call him Emmanuel because he's more than just a deliverer, more than just everything that man thinks about. He's God with us. And when we look at everything everything that Isaiah said he would entail, what he would be called and what he would be known as, and what we look back to him and we can see he's Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. It's no accident that he carries all these titles, because he is everything that we need, and everything that we need is entailed in his name. Praise God, God has come down to be with us, and praise God, he brought salvation through him and by him and in him, and there is no other salvation that can be found, because the name of Jesus means salvation. His name was appointed. Why? Because the world needs to know. Why? Because we need to know. Why? Because there's no other name. Why? Because there's no other hope. Why? Because there's no other one that can deliver like Jesus. Men, when you're in a bad situation, in a bad place, some people cry, "Mama!" But after a while, Mama can't do no more. Sometimes my daughter, she calls, "Daddy!" But sometimes she don't like to hear what Daddy has to say. Amen. Sometimes Daddy don't have all the answers. But praise God, when you need peace, when you need assurance, when you need help and you need hope, say, "Jesus." Amen. Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Man, there's just something. Amen. There's just something about that name. Amen. I like that song. But there's just something about it that just automatically, when you speak it, stop and think. Just say it. Just say it. "Jesus. Jesus." It just brings peace to your soul. It just, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Just say it. "Jesus." He has the answers. He's the Counselor. Jesus. Oh, how wonderful. Jesus. I've got a hold of the Mighty God. Amen. Jesus. I have security. Everlasting Father. Amen. Jesus. Oh, it's no accident. It's no accident that God gave us a name. God chose a name, and he appointed a name unto him that would help the world to see that he was all that they needed. He was all that they could hope for. He was all that they could desire. Then they come and read Isaiah 53, 4 to 5, if you want to follow along.
"Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed."
He wasn't sent into this world by accident. Sister Mary and I talked about this, and I think we talked about it maybe in the service one time. I seen this thing going around on Facebook, the first unplanned, one unplanned birth. It wasn't an unplanned birth. That was never unplanned. It was totally on purpose. It was appointed to happen. It was appointed to happen when it did. It was appointed to happen to who it did. It was appointed to happen how it did and where it did and because it did. We have hope. See, it was an appointed purpose that Jesus came. You know, God didn't put one of us here by accident. Amen? Amen? None of us are accidents. Now, we've got three kids, and only one of them was planned. A planned pregnancy, but none of them are accidents. Amen? A couple of surprises. Amen? But no accidents. See, none of us are an accident. None of us are here because somebody can't explain how we got here. Amen. None of us are accidents. We're all here for a purpose. The prophet said, was told, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Amen. We're not accidents. That's why abortion is such a heinous, hideous crime.
Amen.
Amen. Those pregnancies are for a purpose. And God has a purpose for each and every life. Each and every one of us that live. You know what that purpose is? You know what our ultimate purpose is? Is to worship God. Amen. To give glory unto Him. Amen. To honor Him with the lives that we live. To be witnesses to Him in a lost and a dying world. As Christians, our purpose is to be a light in a dark world. To be salt in a world that needs cleansing and needs preservation. See, none of us were accidents, and none of us are here without purpose. But Christ had the ultimate appointed purpose. His purpose in being born, His purpose in coming, was to die for the sins of mankind. His sole purpose in coming as a baby in Bethlehem was the cross of Calvary. His whole purpose of being recognized and acknowledged as the Lamb of God was to be a sacrifice for the sins of mankind. God had already purposed His suffering. He had already purposed His death. He had already purposed everything that was happening and was going to happen in His life. His rejection, His suffering, His death, burial, and resurrection were all prophesied, and they were all appointed of God. His purpose to come was just to die, just to prove that the grave could be defeated, that death was no match for life, that darkness had no power to restrain light, that evil could be overcome by the suffering of one who was appointed of God for that purpose. Isaiah gives that perfect picture there in chapter 53 of the suffering and the rejection of Christ. You see, when we celebrate Christmas, we need to realize we're celebrating a great appointment.
Amen.
Amen. It's a very great appointment to the world. It's an appointment so important to each and every one of us that we need to take stock of everything that God has done in an appointed time, in an appointed way, in an appointed place, to an appointed family, for an appointed purpose, to give us hope. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this to judgment. You see, there's some things that are appointed unto us as well. The important thing is, have we taken stock of the appointment that God made in Jesus? And realized how important that appointment was. Do you remember a time and a place where you made, you might say, an appointment for Jesus' second coming? For Jesus' rapture of the church? Have you made an appointment for eternity? You weren't born by accident. Your birth time was appointed.
Amen.
You won't die by accident. Your time of death is appointed. And you'll not slip out into eternity by accident. Because God gives us the ability to accept or reject Him. The world has the ability to hear or to reject, to accept or turn him away. It's appointed. And these appointments are appointments that God has dictated, and we cannot change, we cannot alter. And we need to keep. I'm thankful for the assurance that each one of these appointments that God had made concerning the birth of Jesus helps to solidify my belief, my feeling of security in Jesus. Man, none of this happened by accident. None of these scriptures that you guys read tonight, none of this stuff happened by accident. It happened on purpose.
Amen.
So that you can know that you know that you know. And when the world tells you it's all a bunch of hooey, when the world tells you it's just a bunch of fables and made-up stories, you can look and say, how can all these appointments have taken place by accident, just exactly like God said they were going to happen, just exactly when God said they were going to happen, just exactly like God said how he said they were going to happen? It's no accident that Jesus died for me and Jesus died for you. And maybe this Christmas we need just a little bit of reassurance. We just need to be reminded. It's not all about what's going on outside in the world. It's all about what's going on in here.
Amen.
Sometimes we face things in this world that we face alone as individuals and we struggle with. And it's good to have assurance. It's good to be confident. It's good to know that you know that you know that you know why you believe what you believe, why you stand on what you stand on. I don't know. That's just the message God changed my heart to tonight. I don't know who needed it. Maybe it was me. I don't know. But I think it's important. I'm glad you guys helped me tonight. I hope it helped you tonight. I hope it helped you tonight. God's appointments are precious to us. Because in the appointed time, when Jesus came, he came to die for us. And in an appointed time that we don't know yet, he's coming back for us. You know what Jesus said? The Word of God says so many times, believeth thou this? Do you believe that? Because he's coming. Could be tonight. Could be tomorrow. Could be before we leave service tonight. He's coming. He's coming. Are you confident in that? Are you sure in that? Are you ready for that? Because if you're not, it's a great time to be ready. It's a great time to get sure. It's a great time to know. Stand our feet, heads bowed, eyes closed, altars open.